Good morning, church. It's going to be a little sneezy for me, but we'll just keep going. So let's stand and sing. We're going to do This Little Light of Mine again. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 kids. My vision is to get these kiddos singing with us. So I'm going to be doing some more youthful songs at the beginning of service, and we're going to show them the way. Okay, let's do it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is the light, I'm gonna let him shine. Jesus is the light, I'm gonna let him shine. Jesus is the light, I'm gonna let him shine. Let him shine, let him shine, let him shine. This is the new part. I will stomp my feet and I will clap my hands. Let's do that middle part again. I will stomp my feet and I will clap my hands and I'll shout, shout. I will run around. I will run around and I'll jump off the ground and I'll shout. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. Little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All right.
Sorry, I ended that. Very good, very good. Okay, let's start this next one. Lord, you are good. time for me to come to announcements. You can sit down. Welcome back, Pastor Jim. We missed you. We had some great speakers, but we missed you and hope you had a great time. I would love to hear about it sometime, but I won't quiz you right now. I just want to remind you that there is a fresh food initiative tomorrow, and Brock has informed me that we need help. So if you've never checked it out and you don't have anything going tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, come check it out. Be a servant. We would really appreciate it. Next Sunday is T-shirt money is due. So the forms are in the back, and you have to fill it out and bring your money due by next Sunday. I haven't done that. Children can be dismissed for church. Were there any other announcements? Anybody need to share? Okay. Hi, bye. Okay, I'm on for prayer, so yes. Yes, it's beautiful. Okay, so we have a praise for all the renovations that are happening at the church, and thank you to Brock and Jessica and Steve and anyone else who helped with that. And then we have a prayer request for Delaney. They found a blood clot in her aorta, so that's just complicating things a bit. But God, right? Yes. I figured it was this week. Great. Everything's really bright, right? Yes. Right. Great. Anything else? Yes.
Please pray for a family client of mine that is going through rough times. They really do need a godly intervention for help right now.
Tammy has a client. Their family needs God's intervention right now, a touch from God. Yes.
Should not be left alone, but he's alone in his home.
Wow.
Yeah, and my friend Linda has been checking on him, and she found him on the floor Friday, I think. He had been there for 2 hours, and he had tried to crawl, and he had rug burns on his elbows and so on from trying to get to a spot where he could get up. And it's not a good situation, and the children, the family, don't seem, like I said, overly concerned. Mm. So I pray that something would just take place in their hearts,
yeah,
that they could recognize that he needs help, and he shouldn't be left alone. So God needs to move on their heart, I think.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Mm,
okay. So prayers for Martha's neighbor, Don, who is not doing well at all. I thought he was dying.
Well, he is, and that's why he's falling.
Yeah, right.
He's very weak.
Needs family to come be around him.
But the family is not there all the time, and they need to either be there or put him in a facility.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Lindsay lost her grandma a few days ago, right? Two or three? Mm-hmm. Okay, Wednesday. Anyone else? All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. I just want to remind you that he wants to be approached with praise. His gates are called praise. And the difference between praise and thanksgiving is praise is thanking him for who he is. And thanksgiving is thanking him for what he's done for us. And we don't have to open with praise, but it would be like shouting from outside the walls. So we want to be heard, and he has given us bold access. Let's bow our heads. Father, I'm so grateful to be in your house. And this is truly my family. I love them, each one. And I'm so grateful to fellowship with them and share life with them and lift up each other's burdens. I thank you for everyone that's here this morning. I ask that you would minister to their individual needs of the moment, of the day, of the week. And a lot of times we don't share because it's too long or it's too complicated. But you are our burden bearer, and you say that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, which means that we're just supposed to set it down at your feet. Or as a toy is broken for a little child, we just want them to look up and say, "Will you fix this? I can't." I thank you that you are all of these things to us, and so many more things. You are our breakthrough. You're a warrior God. You are for us, and you are not against us. Your plans are for to give us hope and to give us a future and to not harm us, so we can know that about you, your character. You are good. And you want only good things for us. So with that in mind, I lift up to you Delaney. I thank you for the care that she has received and all the nurses and doctors that have come around her. And I thank you that they have discovered this blood clot in her aorta. And I just call it dissolved in Jesus' name, that would not be any kind of hindrance to her her health journey, to her recovery between rounds of chemotherapy and all the other things that she is struggling against and fighting against. And I just call it dissolved. And she is the healed. By your stripes we are healed. And I just thank you for how strong she is and what you are doing and accomplishing in her life as she learns to trust in you. I ask that you would bless Ralph and Glenda as they are away. Would you give them a beautiful week of rest and relaxation? And just make their time so sweet as they fellowship with each other and just get away from the bustle of life and come back renewed. I thank you for Linda's surgery on her cataracts. And I praise you, God, for modern technology that makes life so much better, so much brighter. It's just a wonderful thing for Linda, and I thank you that you carried her through without any problems and that it was not difficult, and I ask that the second one would go well also this week. Lift up to you a client and client family of Tammy's. Father, I thank you that they have the privilege of being near your Holy Spirit when they are near Tammy, and you are you're calling their names, and you love them, and you have a plan for them. I just ask that you would intervene and come be their God, their healer, their rescuer, in whatever the situation is. Father, I ask that you would work all things together for their good and call them to your side if they don't know you. I lift up to you Martha's neighbor, Don. We thought he was about to pass several weeks ago, and he is still here, and that is your good plan. You are not done with him. I thank you that you are working it out in your time, and you are undoubtedly working on his heart and whispering things to him in the silence. But I ask, Lord, that you would do a work and a moving in the hearts of his family who don't seem to understand the serious nature of what is going on for their father and their brother and their grandpa. I don't know who all is involved, but I just ask that you would, Holy Spirit, just hover over their hearts this week, and that you that they would just suddenly find a change of heart, a change of mind, and realize that they need to be looking in on him and pouring into him more than they are. And finally, Father, I lift up to you Lindsay and Nick, who are grieving at the loss of their grandma this week. Only you know how they are feeling, and you want to be, you want to hold them in this time, and I ask that you would just work in their hearts and their lives to use this for your purposes, to accomplish what you want in their lives, and just help them feel the peace of God is so much more real than maybe they ever could imagine. We thank you again for this assembling together of believers. We ask that you meet us here today and give us your words of life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay. If you would like to stand with us again, we're going to sing a few more songs together.
I see the
God of justice, Savior to all, came to rescue the weak and the poor, chose to serve and not be served. What is most required of us is to love others. Help us to look up from our daily lives, the grind that we refer to as, and see the broken and see the hurting around us. And move us in compassion, move us forward. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing a song called Here's My Heart, Lord. You can stay in your seat or you can stand, but ask the Lord if you're doing enough, because there's always more we can do. Why don't you stand with us if you want? sacrifice. Speak what is true. Lord, move us forward. Will the Lord bless you and keep you? The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. And as he has done these things for you, go out and do that for your world. Have a great week. God bless. You are dismissed.